Defenestrate Media and The Left Show present Batshit Crazy with Jason Williams. A weekly look at the most outrageous, wacky, backwards, twisted, and goofy political news of the week you thought you'd left behind. Ladies and gentlemen, here is your pseudo-celebrity commentator, Jason Williams.
We can build a fence. I just got back from China. And I went and visited the Great Wall of China. Now, if they could build the Great Wall of China on the side of a mountain centuries ago, we can build a fence on the southern border if we want to.
There you have it, people. This is a visionary GOP candidate, Herman Cain, pizza mogul of the eastern United States. This is, again, what passes for leadership in the GOP right now. This is not only is this guy one of the candidates for president of the United States, but he is currently the front runner. And if you thought you had heard enough from Herman McCain when it came to his 999 tax plan to shift tax burden completely off of the rich and entirely onto the lower middle class and poor, he wasn't done. Now he has this idea, a solution to our immigration problem in the form of the Wall of China. Herman Cain, as he is with most things, seems to lack a lot of historical context in this situation. The Wall of China, of course, took quite a while to build, but the human cost of the Wall of China, if Herman Cain could be bothered to God forbid, pick up an economics book, but at least pick up a history book, he'd learn that the Wall of China, the human cost of the Wall of China was just immeasurable. There were great achievements made in the Wall of China. We've all heard it in this day and age. The Wall of China can be seen from space. One of the greatest feats of construction of the history of the human race, no doubt. But the Wall of China was built to protect a dynasty, and it was done so at the expense of what historians estimate was nearly a million people. So many people died in the construction of the Wall of China that they were burying them in the ditches along the wall as they continue with construction for years. Again, deaths were estimated to exceed millions. Decaying bodies would have weakened the structure, of course, so that they would not have been allowed to be taken away or built into the structure, entombed, as was suggested. So literally, they were laid in the ditches along the sides of the Wall of China. And again, this was all done to protect a dynasty, so the benefit outweighed the costs. Herman Cain, of course, would like to see this era of history dredged up again to protect us from immigration, only from the South, of course. But he didn't stop there in his little speech. Let's just a little bit more from Herman McCain. McCain. Equally as relevant. Herman Cain continues on in his little soliloquy on how to solve our immigration problem here.
Y'all can't build that fence. I said, well, I'll tell you what. When I'm in charge of the fence, we're going to have a fence. It's going to be 20 feet high. It's going to have barbed wire on the top. It's going to be electrified. And there's going to be a sign on the other side that says, it will kill you. Warning. Mr. Cain, that's insensitive. No, it's insensitive for them to be killing our citizens, killing our border agents. That's what's insensitive, and that mess has to stop.
And some would make the same argument about this campaign. Herman Cain, I wouldn't call it insensitive of him to say something like put a big sign on an electric fence that says this will kill you, create a human bug zapper along our southern border to assuage hysterics in the Republican Party who just cannot seem to wrap their head around the fact that illegal immigration is not something. Let's not even go there on that one. Anyway, this is, again, a candidate, not just a candidate for the presidential nomination of the Republican Party, the current front runner. This is the standard bearer, this week at least, of the Republican Party, suggesting we electrify a fence that will kill people on our southern border. And this is what he's going to do when he's in charge. Now, Herman Cain obviously taking some shots for such a stupid comment in the Sunday talk shows and predictably walking them back. That was I don't know why these guys don't just get up and say, look, that was something completely fucking stupid that I said at a Tea Party rally. We've all been there. You're at the Tea Party rally. You're surrounded by morons and you just say stupid shit. But no, he walked it back and he said, I was just joking. America needs a sense of humor. Ha, 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 ha. Zapping Mexicans with an electrified fence on the southern border. I'm just going to say it one more time. Not just a candidate for the office of the presidency of the United States of America, but the current front runner of the GOP race, according to many polls. Cain's comment, not surprising, I think is a great indicator of the pile of steaming refuse that the GOP has served up for GOP voters to choose, quote unquote, from in the primary. And Herman Cain doing a fine job of representing. And I don't know. Again, I don't think that it's insensitive, Herman Cain, that you said these things. I think it's batshit crazy. And I'm Jason Williams. See you next week.